Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday, the 15th day of August, 2005. We're going to be here and we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. And yes, we're going to have wide open telephones. I've just got one guest coming on today. We had so many guests last week and so much news. We didn't get to a lot of your calls. Well, we took more than a lot of talk shows, but not as many as I like to. So we'll have wide open phones throughout the broadcast day at 1-800-259-9231. Well, I had a nice little 14-hour day out at Crawford yesterday, and it was exhilarating. It was also frightening, and it reminded me of why I do this broadcast, why I'm so concerned about the New World Order. So from the Secret Service treating us like absolute trash, absolute worthless garbage. They treated us like affluent, like something in the commode. I mean, it was horrible. They treated us like the lowest form of life. I've got that little story for you. And, of course, the Bush neocons, I would tell them, well, Bush is anti-gun. Shut up, communist. I want to turn my guns in. I mean, just nonsensical stuff like that. Or people that actually worship Bush as Jesus, there were some of those out there. I mean, every time I think I've been shocked, or I've been blown away, or I've, you know, seen some new level of idiocy, I'm just always taken to new lows or new heights. So this morning in about 20 minutes, because I was so tired when I got home at 11 o'clock last night, sunburned like a lobster, you know, out there from 8 in the morning till like 9 o'clock when we left, but I got back to Austin about 11 o'clock and didn't have time to write an article last night. I put one together this morning in between getting ready for the broadcast. And it's kind of a rambling article, but it's going up on Infowars.com right now if you want to read it. Later in the next hour, I'll just take one segment out and give you basically the highlights, or the lowlights, as they say, of what happened at Crawford. But it was definitely worth the journey. And who knows if Cindy Sheehan is still out there in 2 weeks and Lord Bush hasn't talked to her yet, I might go back out there at the end of it before Bush leaves town and maybe march with Cindy Sheehan up to the guard gate they have set up that itself is a mile and a half away from Bush's ranch. Understand, there are several checkpoints. And they don't let the protesters get within about 3.5 miles. But then if you go past that, and there are hundreds of homes and ranches out there, you're subject to checkpoints or being checked. And people that want to get into their own homes have to be searched and checkpointed. Bush is out there about 2.5 months out of the year. So I wouldn't put up with that. But we just walked up and talked to the Secret Service. And literally, folks, the Nazis didn't treat Germans like this at checkpoints. I mean, just, we are trash. We are scum. We are not human. And that smirking narcotics dealer, that smirking gangster, well, his minions are like the boss. I mean, you talk about third world patheticness. We have reached it. Don't get near Saddam, basically. Actually, that's not fair. Saddam would let thousands of people stand around him with AK-47s. They just hand them out. Ooh, what a dictator. Not our president, man, out in the middle of nowhere. You drive up to the first checkpoint. Get out of here. Who are you? What are you doing? Well, I'm the press. I'm just here to get some video of the checkpoint. Uh-huh. Well, you got press corps behind here. They get to go in. Well, we're just here talking to you. Get out of here. Well, no, I'm not going to get out of here. It's a free country. Boy, he didn't like that. Hey, why don't you move to Russia, you slime ball? You people are a threat to the American people and our way of life. We're not a threat to the stupid president. We were there to show your checkpoint. Don't try to muscle us and push us around.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I had an extremely productive and eventive day yesterday, Sunday, in Crawford. And coming up in the next hour, I'll spend a couple segments. Or I think about it, it'll take more than one. You know, they say that a good writer, which I'm certainly not, but a good writer just tells what they know. So, talking on the radio is kind of like writing live on the air and just speaking at the spoken word. And I was thinking during the break of the best way to tell the story of all the things that happened yesterday. It was an amazing day. Quite revealing, quite enlightening. And I thought the best way to do it is to just start at the start, getting up in the morning, getting pulled over, getting a speeding ticket, you know, going through the whole gamut, ending with the Secret Service treating us like absolute garbage. Just outrageous, palpable police state, palpable tyranny. So my trip to Crawford, my third trip to Crawford, I was there on the eve of war when Lord Bush was there, and then I was there on the year anniversary giving a speech there in the city at the local park to a large crowd against the war, and then I was there again, now coming up, I guess, here in a few months on the third anniversary of being there, coming up on 3 years and but 3 or 4 months, just, I don't think I've ever had a more jam-packed day, even when I was in New York for the RNC. So I'm glad I went. I'm not glad that I didn't wear sunscreen. It was overcast earlier in the day. I'm already starting the story. So I didn't think I needed sunscreen, but by noon, I was away from my vehicle and didn't have sunscreen, and so I resemble El Lobster. I feel like my nose is about to fall off. But let's get into the serious news, and then coming up later in the next hour, I will get into the developments yesterday out at El Ranch of El Jefe. Bush raises option of using force against Iran. On Saturday, he gave an interview to Israeli television saying we may have to attack Iran and soon. And of course, on Friday, Dick Cheney gave an interview to German television saying that they may have to attack Iran as well because they know they have WMDs. Yes. Everyone has WMDs except for AQ Khan, who the CIA admittedly protected when he proliferated them to North Korea and Pakistan and others, because our government wanted that. Iran isn't a threat, the CIA admits, for at least a decade. They couldn't even produce a nuclear warhead, much less a delivery system. That's why they've got to be invaded, because they're not a pushover, but compared to North Korea or China or Pakistan, they are. Besides, Pakistan's a dictatorship of the New World Order with Pervez Musharraf in there. But I know a lot of folks out there don't even know who Musharraf is and don't know who AQ Khan is and don't know who any of these people are, don't know who Ahmad Salam is, head of Pakistani intelligence, don't know how he funded the hijackers for the CIA and how they were actually government agents. It's all admitted. It's all public. You can't find Pakistan on a map, but you'll sit there and bark at me. I'm talking to mindless, gun-grabbing neocons out there. You don't know your head from a hole in the ground, but you've got all your mindless opinions, don't you? And I'm not tooting my horn, folks. I'm not that smart. It scares me, though, just how the most ignorant ignoramuses with the most cockamamie, balderdash, absolute garbage, with the most bunk ideas, they don't know their head from a hole in the ground. And they will stand toe-to-toe with you arguing. It's like arguing with a monkey. I mean, do you go argue with your dog? Do you argue with your canary? Do you argue with a slug on your window seal? No. And but the problem is, I just don't have words to describe the ignorance I have witnessed. Again, I'm trying to tell the story right now. I'm not going to do it till the next hour. Settle down, Alex. You've only gotten into one article. Bush raises option of using force against Iran. And if that doesn't make you mad, here's this article out of WISI Television. And Columbia, this is out of Columbia. Janitors nationwide are being trained for Homeland Security. The nation's largest cleaning franchisor held a workshop Friday. Their janitors are getting trained in how to spot unusual activity, suspicious people, and packages. They're there to fight terror and crime. We're really in every nook and cranny in everything. Oh, you bet. From a power plant to a water treatment plant to churches and schools. Oh, these are all locations that could be subject to terrorist activity. You actually go read the real government programs. It's the exterminators, the phone man, the carpet cleaner. It's everybody. It's the 450,000-plus truckers have been hired. They had a Homeland Security meeting here in town. I was even allowed to see the video, but told by the supporters who shot the video, they said, well, Alex, we used to support you when you were against Clinton, but you're allowed to see the video, but you can't use it. It's ours. And the video is them locally at the Homeland Security meeting that I should have gone to, didn't know about, saying, tattle on your neighbors, tattle on everybody, look for drugs, look for guns, look for crime. Everyone, whether you're an electrician or anybody who goes in people's houses, tattle, tattle, tattle. But we did get the news articles out of Florida with the exact same handout. So we were able to use that and show that on TV. Imagine, there's people that support Bush so much that, well, Alex, we'll let you have this video of it, but we won't let you air it. It's like saying you can chew the meat, but you can't swallow it. But I do have video of that. Why would somebody give me video of that and let me use it? It's like torture or something. It's like the ninth circle of hell where you're in fire and brimstone and they dance around you with a glass of water. That's not accurate. Dante's ninth circle is frozen. But you get the point. What is the fourth circle where they dance around you with a glass of water? Okay, I'm digressing. Sorry. Bush raises option of using force against Iran. We have that. But again, this article here, the janitors. I mean, imagine you pay a janitorial service to come clean your house, and they're there, oh, by the way, getting a cut. All these people are going to get a cut of anyone that's, quote, brought to justice. And they're there snooping about in your house, snooping in your trash can, snooping. Oh, and it's only a step away from them planting bugs in your house. You already have some cases of that. And I went on a 20-minute rant about this last week, but it makes me literally fume. But Benjamin Chertoff, I'm sorry, that's his cousin who wrote the hit piece on me. I mean, his cousin, Homeland Security Director Michael Chertoff. All these guys confused, sorry. He just came out last Wednesday and said, look, we're going to surveil you. We're going to put troops on the streets. We're getting rid of all these laws, but so what? What do you have to hide? We're going to keep you safe. Sure you are. And again, I'm a Chinese jet pilot from Planet X. I mean, it's really getting sick. And I have nothing to hide, folks. It doesn't matter to these people. They look for stuff. Dirty plates. They call CPS on you. I see an article like that every week. Oh, someone in the house saw dirty plates and dirt on the floor. Guaranteed that person carpet cleaning has dirt on their floor. Probably 10 times worse than yours. And they don't have 3 kids. And then I see the articles all the time. I talk to the families when it finally comes out in court. It was the maid service. It was the carpet cleaner. It was the phone man. The dirty dishes. I mean, folks, you're paying them to come in your house. You know what? Somebody should start a group, and you should print off a flyer or like a sheet and make them sign it. Once you start a national coalition and get millions of us doing it, they'll have to sign it that you're not going to, you know, a confidentiality agreement to come in your house. Of course, they'll claim, well, for crime, there's no confidentiality agreement. But literally, you pay these people to come in your house, and they're spying on you. Oh, but if you've got a house 2 doors down with 15 illegal aliens in it, breaking zoning and selling marijuana or selling cocaine, just try to call the cops. Try to call them. I mean, we got crack dealers here in Austin that did deal as police cars drive by them. But don't worry, the cop's going to pull me over and ask to search my car. I don't use your dirty crack that your boss shipped in here, hoping people use it so you could put us in your private prisons, part of your big business. So go write some tickets and keep hauling in the kids. And don't worry, your kid's going to get hauled in, too, for using it. You can go say hi to them to the bars, cop. You reap what you sow. I'm just sick of all of it. Okay, I'm going to get to more of this article later. Every day, folks, there's some new, you know, group that's going to tattle on you. Keep us all safe. Half-price Colombian fighters offered for Iraq, finally ABC News. Now, I talked about this 8-9 months ago with Celi Castillo, number one man in DEA in Latin America, for, 6 years when he was down there, 12 years in the DEA. And, you know, it was in the Latin American papers that tens of thousands of death squad leaders and soldiers have been hired to go torture and kill in Iraq, and here it is in ABC News today. Of course, Los Chetes, killing and murdering all over the Southwest, including cops, works for the U.S. government. We have that documented as well. You might want to go to prisonplanet.com, where a new giant report that Paul Watson and I put together on Friday and Saturday, and that he finally completed on Sunday in Good Post. Oh, here's another one. Chips could track car plates. It says not only are chips going in cars in England, but now in the U.S. Ah, finally from Newsmax. Of course, we told you again 6 months ago, we barely beat the bill in Texas, would have done this next year. And they're going to start taxing you with it immediately. And, folks, there's about 50 other articles. They only get worse. But, hey, knowing is half the battle. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
All right, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And coming up, I will get more into Bush raises the option of using force against Iran. I mean, they've been caught lying about everything. They've turned Iraq into an even bigger disaster, and now they want to go into Iran. It's unbelievable. More on every type of service worker you can imagine being recruited by their companies who get money for them tattling on you. That's the big dirty secret. That's what's not in these articles. That's what these poor employees most of the time don't even know, that their bosses are getting cash bonuses. though it has been in USA Today, still somewhat of a public secret. The chips that are going to be in your car very soon, unless you stop them taxing you and tracking you. It's mainstream news. And Bush signs bill creating electronic prescription drug monitoring. Everything you do at the pharmacy. Now, this has already been in place for 3 years. Again, they did it through a regulation. Now he signed a law to make it the law. I mean, a lot of times they do stuff before it's even passed. It's like all of Patriot Act 2 has been implemented. They've been doing it for 2 years, but never being able to pass the entire piece of legislation. So this is Associated Press right here for you. Digital birth ID stirs privacy debate. Oh, they want to give you, your by law, your federal bio scan at birth biometrically. Bush slaps down top general after he calls for troops to be pulled out of Iraq. And, of course, canned one of the top four-star generals. Things are getting suspicious. London Telegraph. This amazing article that Paul Watson predominantly, but I contributed to, that he put together. The Secret Border Wars. Death Squads in America. Mayhem and terror in the southwestern states to protect government drug cartels. This is the most unreported news out there, folks. Even border activists are not fully aware of this. They haven't put it all together. This is huge. It is so important. Please get it and email it and post it and get it out to everybody. It will not be a big story unless you take action. And, recruiter ads now urge parents to let kids go into the Army. They're now getting desperate, targeting parents. President snubs war protesters. That's just some of what's coming up. Right now, let's go to Don in Arizona. Thanks for holding, Don. You're on the air.
Thanks. I'd like to say that this individual, this neighbor of Bush that fired his gun in order to intimidate the protesters out at the ranch, may be prosecuted under the Patriot Act, Section 802B.
802B says any potential misdemeanor or anything that is meant to intimidate or influence politics is an act of terrorism punishable by execution.
Yes.
And, of course, neocons will just say it isn't true. They just won't go look at the subsection.
Yes.
Secure in their ignorance. Well, I'm not saying. Now, listen, I was there hours after this happened. In the early morning hours yesterday, for some reason the AP said that, Saturday, but I mean early morning is Sunday. Regardless, sometime during the night, early morning hours, a bunch of shots. I talked to the eyewitnesses. I talked to Cindy Sheehan and others. They're all asleep in their tents, and somebody goes, boom, 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 boom. And this went on all night long, the firing, which is fine and dandy. I mean, if you own a ranch out there and you want to go shoot at 3 a.m., fine. But, folks, I mean, I've lived in the country. We got a family ranch in the country. It's very unusual, unless people are varmint hunting, to have shots. And then maybe you'll hear four or five shots at 1 a.m., when you call in the coyotes that have been going after your chickens or your turkeys or whatever you're, got out there that you're running on your land. But out there, it's richy, rich land. I mean, these are big mansions and houses built on big spreads. And this was, I was in such a frenzy to interview victims, mothers and fathers, and interview former CIA briefer for Ronald Reagan, very conservative person, Ray McGovern, the head of veteran analyst for Sanity. And then I got a few interviews about the shots, but, sir, the news says shot fired. It was shots all night long for intimidation, shooting in the direction of the people that were encamped there. I talked to some vets that were there who were better witnesses than some of the libs who don't know, which end of the gun shoots the bullets. And, I think it was certainly for intimidation. Listen, we had one guy last week shoot, somebody who was anti-war in another part of the country. I had the pro-war people threaten me, that they'd beat me up. Your comment on that?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully sooner or later they'll wake up. When they come after the guns, I imagine.
But, obviously you're being sarcastic saying use the Patriot Act on whoever shot the gun.
Well, I don't know. Hopefully it'll wake some people up, Let them see that they're subject to it also.
Stay there. I didn't give you enough time to elaborate. Stay there, Don. I'm going to let you finish up with my talk.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
We're about to go back to Don in Arizona, talking about the shooting incident, somebody popping off shots throughout the evening, just a few hundred yards, away from the Peaceniks, which scared the daylights out of them. No doubt one of the neighbors had a few ice-cold ones, and I'm tired of them commies. Freedom! Boom, boom, boom! What that neocon doesn't know next door is that Bush wants his guns. I tried to explain that to neocons yesterday, and they would freak out. But for the next 10 minutes or so, after we talk to Don, then we'll go to Michael and Frank and another Mike and many others that are patiently holding, we're going to be talking to Ernest Hancock, 1010 AM, KXXT. And he's got a libertarian talk show. He's a producer for a libertarian talk show. I've been on it many times and even had his host on here. But I enjoyed talking to him, Ernest, from Air America. When I was there in Crawford, and they're libertarians, you know, talking about government involvement in 9/11 and pro-Second Amendment, and the liberals let them on the air over at 1010 KXXT. And they've got, of course, the most popular show on 1010. So, more conservative, what you call real conservative talk, coming out of Air America than you get from Limbaugh, who is engaging in his normal deceptiveness. See, the real liberals couldn't take over as being socialist, scumbag beatniks like Michael Savage, Michael Wiener. So they had to pose as conservatives. We'll be talking to Ernest Hancock about his take on what he's been witnessing in Crawford here in just a few minutes. But Don, Arizona, finish up what you were saying. I mean, you were mentioning that, that under the section of the Patriot Act, that guy shooting his gun, if it was deemed intimidation, it could be used against him. And I agree. That shows how tyrannical the Patriot Act is that if somebody claims a gun intimidated him, which I believe it was being used for intimidation, but regardless, that they could charge him as a terrorist. Go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, Section D1, to intimidate or coerce a civilian population. I know a lot of neocons consider themselves pro-gun advocates, and the precedent that that would set for gun rights, I mean, that he was firing a gun on his own land. I would.
Well, obviously it was done in bad taste, and I believe for intimidation, but you know what? It's his right to do it.
Yeah.
Just so long as he doesn't aim that gun in their direction, it's just like fireworks. Thanks for the call, Don. Let me say this about it, and I'm going to get into the story of what I witnessed in Crawford later, but, I mean, imagine big, fat bikers with leather all over them, obvious yuppies, you know, on $50,000 bikes, cussing at us. I would just ask them a question. If you question Bush, I said, well, Bush is anti-gun. That's right, you right-wing Republican. We're taking over. We're going to get your guns. I mean, it's basically what they were saying. I mean, it's just, it's like another world. The Bush has got, you notice, a lot of former Democrats worshiping him. I mean, they like tyranny, folks, and they found their god, George Bush. It just totally scrambled. Ernest Hancock joining us via cell phone from out at Crawford. Ernest, are you with 1010K XXT there in Phoenix, big blowtorch, out on assignment? Ernest, are you at the Peace House in Crawford, or are you out at the on the side of the highway next to Lord Bush's ranch?
Oh, we're out by the ranch. They just had a press conference at 10:30, just over an hour ago. A lot of press is out here. Cindy Sheehan was trying to get back on message because they always want to invoke the, oh, you said the word Israel, so we got to make that the issue. And she tried to get it back. Look, you know, I just want to end all military occupations of socially and economically engineering everybody across the planet. This empire thing that they're doing, this gang with a flag out there going around taking everybody's rights and wanting to exploit their resources and so on in the name of their buddies. And it's just, it's so much easier to understand everything that's going on if you look at it for what it is. It's not a left, right, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican thing. What it is a bank robbery. This is, all this is just smokescreen to see how much money they can drain from us in the name of. So you can fill in whatever blank you want to be in the name of, but the bottom line is, the boys that have the control, the power, the lever of power, they get the money.
Well, I agree with you. Give us a thumbnail sketch of what it's like to be out there basting in the heat with hundreds of anti-war people, maybe 10 pro-war people, and then you watch Fox News, and it's, there were hundreds for Bush and a little less for Cindy. You know, watch ABC News. The numbers were equal. Have you seen that in the days you've been out there? I mean, that's, from what I saw yesterday, that's a total fraud.
You know, I got here late in the afternoon on Saturday, and I have never seen more than 10, 12 Bush supporters out there. In fact, I went and interviewed them yesterday and said, look, you know, we have a Air America audience that wants to hear straight from you. I won't edit or anything. Why you are here? What is your motivation for being here? And I spent probably 45 minutes just talking to them, and two things were very obvious to me. One, they were really misinformed. I mean, they just did not have the facts. They were just repeating talking points from the O'Reilly factor.
Did they threaten? Did they threaten violence against you?
No. They were, you know, passionate. They wanted, but once we got talking, and I made it clear that, hey, you know, if Charles is most independent talk show host. Of course, we have libertarian based philosophy, but you know, we're not with a party, or we don't have a dog in this fight. You know, we're just, look, we just want to have a free country.
Well, they were telling me that, but I mean, I was talking to them, and I told them I didn't have, really have a dog in it. That I'm, you know, that I'm a real conservative, if you want to call it that. I mean, I don't use labels, but I would like to say, well, what about the CIA says Iran won't have nukes for 10 years, and literally. It was bizarre. I mean, I had them threaten me, you name it.
Well, we, you know, I, you know, get along with people pretty good. I get down to the base facts. I, you know, don't go in so deep as to try and impose my philosophy as much as try to explain to them what their philosophy is. Okay, tell me why. So what you're saying is, this is what you would want. This is a criteria under which we would
lead.
Well,
I found what would really make them mad was telling them Bush is a liberal.
You know, the one thing that's where we really had an interesting kind of conversion, these people started to kind of really, after about a half hour, to start to agree with me. And it was on the simple fact that I'm going, look, this whole thing is they don't go from the mindset that they protect our individual rights and not use the coercive force of government to take from me to impose their will and the social and economic engineering of everybody, because they don't understand that the left and the right are just two sides of the same coin. It's just what excuse they're going to use to take from me. And I'm going, look, you guys understand that, right? And as you have a conversation with them, they just start to rationalize and they start to get it. But the thing is, then they start to get introspective a little bit, and they get uncomfortable with their position, and then they just start leaving. But, you know, what has happened is on Saturday, I heard that they'll bring a busload of people in from a political rally for Bush or a fundraiser or something. They all pile in a bus. They run up here. Of course, the press, they inform them that they're coming, and they'll be here with people that get the equal number of what they got here.
And for those that don't know, for the last 3 years, this is mainstream news, they have caught the, through Pentagon funds and White House funds, they have these front groups actually out engineering these pro-war rallies. That is admitted, folks.
With the support of the media. And in fact, ABC, the field reporter national here, Jeff, I can't remember his name.
Morrell.
He was just doinking the city. He was doing everything he could to try and get it off message. And I didn't really get the impression he was a journalist. After the press conference, I went and asked him who he was and who he represented. He didn't have the identification visible on him. And he told me, and I'm like, wow, you know, this is
exactly why
we came
here. This is the supposed liberal media.
It's statist media. That's one thing everybody
exactly. But I mean, you know, all these so-called conservatives are like the evil liberal media. Have you watched it lately, folks? I mean, it's pure prop. But listen, you've seen it, I've seen it, where they would claim that this is important, that there are equal numbers of protesters. It is not true.
No, it's not. And the support, I mean, it's amazing they have a big canopy that they needed shade at the House of Peace that they have here in Crawford, and it was paid for by supporters in Italy. We have people that are sending stuff. They have, it looks like a Walgreens. They have, you know, everywhere from Band-Aids to the water to, it's amazing all the supplies that they have.
300,
they have enough supplies,
you know,
forever.
Well, that's an exaggeration. 200 ice chests brimming with Gatorade and the giant tent overwhelmed with people and people all in three fields and a house full of people and then down the road hundreds of people, and then you got 7 idiots running around cussing.
Yeah, no, it's not as they are portrayed. We have our callers calling into the show and leaving blogs and so on what they're seeing in the mainstream media. And I'm here. That's why we came. Savvy to how the world really works, I knew that if we came here, it wasn't going to be anywhere near what Fox News is telling you, and everybody else, as a matter of fact.
Again, folks, we were there when Bill Clinton was lying, exposing him, and we're there when Bush and the media is lying today. We get to the truth. And let me tell you, I mean, when I was protesting Bill Clinton, you would have mindless liberals switching off their thinking process, didn't care what you said, you couldn't talk to them, they had their mind made up. Now they're the open-minded ones, and the conservatives have actually scaled new depths of mindlessness and just gibbering froth, and it just shows how this left-right system switches off the thinking process. And I tell you, Ernest Hancock, with 1010KXXT out of Phoenix, there at Crawford, you really crystallized it in a 5-minute rant you did for our television camera yesterday. Can you crystallize that again? What we're facing? What's really going on out there at Crawford?
You know, I really don't see that the mass of the people are in support of this. You have the population realizes that even if you think voting is going to make you free, you haven't been paying attention. This whole thing is a bank robbery. It's no more complicated than that. The people that are in charge of the levers of power now are in competition with other people that want to put a D at the end of their name and be in charge later. When we have the presidential election cycle coming in 08, it's going to be just another version of excuses of why they're going to steal our money and take our youth to go fight this empire war. And I think you're doing a good job, you know, making sure that people understand what's happening. If you're not doing the research yourself on the Internet or listening to talk shows like Alex Jones and Charles Goyette, you don't know what's going on. And you're only getting your information from just talking points that are regurgitated by the media. We had one young lady, her name was Tierney O'Day, and she was an associate producer with NBC Nightly News for Tom Brokaw. After 5 years, she just left because when Colin Powell was up there showing all the evidence to the United Nations and holding up vials and pictures, she asked a question in one of their editorial meetings before they go on the air, said, well, how do we know what that is? Can we do some research? Where did he get it? We'll do some research. And she was drummed down. But no. If it came from the government, we report it. So it's report by government edict. And I'm going, is this how the First Amendment, is this what the responsibility of the press is? Is this how it's working? Of course it is. The media is controlled to be a part to support the status agenda of these people that just need to have power over everyone. The Patriot Act was not there to support us, the people. It's not there to protect us from terrorists. The Patriot Act is there to protect the government from the American people.
Well, I agree with you, and I know everybody knows the dominant media lies and twists and manipulates, but folks, it's not conscious in your brain. I want it to burn into your brain. They are cynically, like a pack of snakes, lying and going after you and manipulating. I mean, at the national ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox level, they admittedly every day get faxed, because they don't trust email, talking points. This is what the White House says. And they literally, that's why it's the same newscast, all four networks, in the same order, with the same sponsors. The CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan feeds three of the networks. They actually send all the feeds up from regional areas. They'll have 300 reports. They choose five of them. And it's always the same five. I mean, folks, it's controlled. Now, people go, well, Alex, you use mainstream media. Is it good or is it bad? I use the thousands of reports that are on the cutting room floor. I use the reports off the news wires that you never see, or I get witnesses on that were there, or I go there, or I get people on who were there right now who have a good track record, like Ernest Hancock. This is how we break their monopoly of control. I'm not saying every reporter is evil, but good reporters wonder why they never get promoted, or good reporters get put on, go report on food, or go report on entertainment. You're not going to, you know, I'm pulling you off this desk. And a lot of these big city editors are CIA agents. That's mainstream news. Comments on that, Ernest?
You know, it's exactly how it happens. This is, if you have a reporter that is doing good work, investigative reporting, you'll see it. You'll look at it, you go, wow, that was a good piece. He'll be covering turnip festivals next week. And that's exactly what happens. See, the thing is, I produce a morning show, and it's a very popular show in Phoenix. And we work very hard. We get a lot of big name guests. David Ender's on today. And it's we do a lot of good work. But as a producer, now Charles reads a lot of newspapers and so on just to glean them. But as a producer, I don't subscribe to the newspaper. I don't have cable. I don't have satellite. I don't allow myself to be manipulated by these people, because you'll turn on the network news, and out of a country of 250, 300 million people, you'll have the same five stories on all three networks. I'm going, what? Can anybody just notice this themselves? Can you see it for what it is? So we don't let Michael Jackson or Terry Schiavo or all these other issues cloud what's really going on.
Exactly.
All these things
are distractions. Some of these issues are used as distractions. Here's an example for your show or my show. Janitors nationwide are being hired by the federal government to spy on you in your home or office. This is outrageous. That's WISI-TV. Again, that should be a national story, but it's a little regional that maybe 10,000 people saw in Columbia, South Carolina. Here's another one. Half-price Colombian fighters offered for Iraq. This was on the news wire. Out of Asia East, picked up by ABC, but never on the nightly news. You know, our government hiring mercenaries. Here's another one. Chips to be put in our license plates. It's on the news wire. You'll never hear it on the nightly news. Or we scan the bills. We actually go to the state of Texas legislative website. We look at the bills. That's where we get our news, Ernest, the real news.
We have a thing called the Freedom Summit that we do. We're trying to get you out one of these times. Freedomsummit.com, and we had a lady that came out, Albrecht, and she came up and did the RFID thing on all the implications of that and how they're implementing it in every aspect of our lives where they can track you. See, the reason they want to track you is they don't care what you do. They just want to get all of this information in on everybody, so when they need to target somebody, they've got enemy of the state laser beamed on you. They know exactly where you are, and they're not worried about the terrorists. They're worried about the regular activists of someone that just woke up, you know, the Cindy Sheehans of the world, and all of a sudden that the one, the neo, the individual against the collective that stands up, they want to be able to track that person, but there's so many of them that it's a wave of dissent that they're not going to be able to control anymore.
Tell you what, do five more minutes with us, Ernest Hancock, 1010KX6T. They're in Phoenix out of Crawford. And then we're going to take your calls, folks. Your calls are coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into
the false left-right paradigm is meant to switch off the thinking process where you pick a side like it's a sports team. I'm here to tell you the same owner owns both the teams, the Democrat and the Republican, and he owns the Super Bowl. It's a rigged game. It's like Don King owning both the fighters. I know we got Mike and Frank and Michael and Russell, and we're going to get to all of you, but We have a genuine caller that disagrees, and just so these folks that are listening understand, we ask what your name is and where you're calling from. That's all we want. But if you want to volunteer, you disagree, and you go to the head of the line. And he was volunteering that I'm controlled by George Soros, I'm controlled by MoveOn.org. I want your guns, folks. I have now been to, I see, I'm anti-gun. So this individual is coming up in the next hour, about 5 minutes if he holds. Okay, but right now, going back for a minute or two to finish up with Ernest Hancock, a reporter for 1010 KXXT, Libertarian talk show out there, Charles Goyette. He's out there reporting at Crawford. Do you think Lord Bush will ever talk to her, and what's going on out there today?
Well, he just issued a statement that he's not going to talk to her because he needs to get on with his life and have a, you know, for his personal time and so on. I can't believe that they let him say something so stupid.
Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. He's just out there with his three-hour bike ride sucking his thumb.
You know, you almost want to send him a check. You know, thank you for being so dumb. And that's, and for, you just got to look at it and with some humor just to keep your sanity, but it's so tragic what it's doing to this country. But fortunately, I honestly believe that the people, that's why I wanted to be here. I think people are waking up. I think they're seeing what it is. But when you have an empire about ready to crumble, that's when they get really nasty. That's when they get dirty. That's when they're going to have to do
distract you. They also get delusional when I am rated as a champion by Gun Owners of America and others calling me anti-gun. I mean, that is really funny.
It's all, you know, divide and conquer. Well, I wanted to give out one thing. CrawfordOrBust.com. We have audio blogs just continually while we're here. If they're interested, go to CrawfordOrBust.com, and you can hear the reports as it's happening. We leave those constantly.
Hey, Ernest, do I have permission to play any of those blogs?
Be my guest. I insist.
All right, CrawfordOrBust.com.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff there.
Oh, I know. I checked it out last night when I got home because you told me about it. You're doing a fabulous job, and can you check in with us again tomorrow?
Sure. What time do you want me to call, man?
Let me check my schedule, but we'll be calling you tomorrow. Ernest Hancock, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Alex. Keep up good work, man.
Take care, buddy. All right, the last minute and a half of this hour before we come back and talk to the person that's exposed me as anti-gun. I've been exposed, folks. Stay there, Rick in California. You're a precious example of what we're fighting. And but before I end this hour, get martial law, 911, rise of the police state. It exposes the police state, the torture, 9/11, the inside job, the elite satanic activities. Mainstream news, David Gergen has a meltdown when I asked him about the rituals that he admittedly goes to the encampment where they're carried out. Get American dictators exposing how Bush and Kerry were in bed together, literally and figuratively, at the same coffin, skull and bones. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, my classic. Get the other books and videos we carry. We have a whole bookstore, the best videos and books, exposing the New World Order, exposing this tyranny, on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free to get the books and videos at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, all 12 of my films, dozens of other films, my weekly TV reports, my British reports from England, those video interviews, all my best audio interviews. PrisonPlanet.tv, an incredible deal, and it supports us. PrisonPlanet.tv, as we defend the Second Amendment, defend the borders, and defend the unborn, because we're liberal.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.